Music icon George Michael has died aged 53. Police were called to the singer-songwriter's home in Oxfordshire yesterday afternoon. They say his death is unexplained but not suspicious. His former longtime manager Michael Lippman says he died of heart failure. Heart's showbiz editor Charlie Gerling has more.
George Michael was one of the most successful British male artists of all time, selling more than 100 million records around the world, first as half of Wham, then as a solo artist. He won 2 Grammy Awards and 5 Brits. He recorded with artists from Paul McCartney to Beyoncé. And despite a 4-year hiatus, he was apparently working on new music at the time of his death. Celebrities have taken to Twitter overnight to pay tribute, Sir Elton John calling him a beloved friend and a brilliant artist. Former bandmate Andrew Ridgeley said he's heartbroken at the loss of his beloved friend. And David Williams has called him a deeply private man with an awe-inspiring talent.
George Michael was born in North London in 1963. Richard Park, director of broadcasting at Global, which owns Heart, says he had a talent that hasn't been matched in recent times.
The level of confidence that he would bring as soon as he started the first note meant that there was nothing to be nervous about at all. I mean, I'm lucky enough to have seen him in so many different places. Quite frankly, he had a singing voice that hasn't really been bettered by a British artist.
George Michael nearly died of pneumonia in 2011. He spoke to us a year later about his then single, White Lights.
It's just a real huge, genuine desire to say thank you to people with music.
You can see more pictures from George Michael's career at heart.co.uk.